A new state report shows most local governments in Indiana have not started spending their portion of opioid settlement dollars. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports the total settlement fund is split evenly between the state and local governments.
Indiana anticipates receiving an estimated $925 million from national settlements over an 18-year period. A portion of the funds are restricted, meaning state and local governments have to use them for purposes like treatment and prevention. This accounts for 30% of the total money coming into Indiana. The rest is unrestricted, which means the state and local governments can spend the money however they want. The analysis includes 644 local governments, with four localities failing to meet the reporting deadline. Of those included in the report, 80% haven't spent any restricted funds, and 82% haven't spent their unrestricted funds. State officials say some local governments have opted to wait until the funds build up more. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
The state has started spending its portion. The Family and Social Services Administration reported it has committed $40 million in restricted funds for programs that expand housing and peer support resources.